I understand you were calling about no dial tone. Let me see if there's already a repair ticket to fix that for you. I didn't find a repair ticket for that. Let's create a ticket so that we can resolve your issue. Please provide a cell phone number or alternate number so that the technician can call you on the day of the dispatch. The number I got was 208-340-1535. Is that correct? One moment while I get the first available appointment to resolve this issue for you as quickly as possible. Here are the upcoming appointments in the order of availability. Please say or press the option that works best for you. Option 1 occurs on tomorrow, February 13th, between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Option 2 occurs on Friday, February 14th, between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Option 3 occurs on Saturday, February 15th, between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. To accept option 1, say or press 1. To accept option 2, say or press 2. To accept option 3, say or press 3. For additional appointment options, say next or press 7. To repeat these appointment options, say repeat or press star. You can only select 1, 2, 3, or 7 right now. Here are the upcoming appointments in the order of availability. Please say or press the option that works best for you. Let me get you to someone that will help create your ticket. We have ways to troubleshoot and repair service while protecting both you and our technician from health and safety concerns. Please listen carefully. If a dispatch is needed, upon arrival, your technician will troubleshoot service on the outside of your home or business. Please remain indoors. If troubleshooting inside is required, the technician will call you and walk you through any additional steps needed. If it is determined through this troubleshooting partnership that technician access inside your home or business is needed, the technician may enter the property, once permission granted and together it is agreed to be a safe environment. We are committed to keeping you safely connected. Thank you for your understanding. While your call is being transferred, we would like to let you know that your account information is confidential and protected by law. Advise our agent if you prefer that we don't use it to market products or repair your services. This has no effect on the service or offers we will provide. This call may be monitored and recorded for training and quality assurance. We appreciate your patience while we continue to assist other callers.
Hi, thank you very much for calling CenturyLink, and we do apologize for the long wait. My name is Jen. How can I help you today?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you. How can I help you?
Okay, so right now I don't have a dial tone. My internet is working fine, but I don't have a dial tone. But the situation...
I'm so sorry.
The situation
go
is...
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, the situation is a little bit more complex. Like, I don't know, like 3 weeks ago or whatever, if you look at my call record, you'll see when it happened. But this same thing happened before. I called in and then I got a technician scheduled. And then, 3 or 4 hours later, the problem cleared by itself. But I spent 4 hours across 3 different phone calls trying to cancel my appointment, and they weren't able to cancel it. Nobody was able to cancel it. Even the technician on the other end, I talked to humans and none of them could cancel the appointment or whatever. They finally did, but it took me 4 hours of calling to do that. So I'm hesitant to like scheduling a technician because I have a feeling that there's a possibility that it will fix itself again. But can you look at the record and tell me why it broke down before?
Okay, yeah, no worries, sir. Let me, I'm so sorry to hear that first, that you don't have a dial tone. And since you have me on the line, I would be happy to assist you regarding with your internet concern. And I am going to do everything I can to own your experience today. So once again, my name is Jen, and to better help you, I need to access the account. So let's verify some information. May I have your first and last name, please?
Bob, and last name's M-R-O-S-S.
Okay, Bob, thank you. And Bob, may also have your best callback number, please?
Well, the only one I had before was the landline, which is not working. I guess the cell phone, if you can text me, it's 208-340-1535. I will try to pick up I don't usually pick up the phone, the cell phone, but I can this time.
Okay. So again, Bob, it's 208-340-1535.
If you could go ahead and read that back
to me. And Bob, yes, may I know what is the telephone number that's associated in the account or the one
that
has no dial tone?
208-939-4717.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much, Bob. Let me go ahead and pull up the account here. And Bob, may I know when did you experience that your phone has no dial tone?
Well, I woke up late, but about an hour ago. And let me just...
Okay, and may I...
Hang on a second.
And may I know if this happened to all your
it's
phone,
still out.
How many
it's,
phone do you have?
It's still out right now. I'm
so
sorry.
Diatone.
Okay, your question was how many phones I have?
Yeah.
Okay, well, when I'm finally testing it, I unplug all the phones and then just have one final one, a landline, so one. And that failed. So that's the simplest answer.
Oh. And okay, so you already unplugged.
And I rebooted my modem. Okay, again, the internet is working fine, but the dial tone is not. And this is exactly what it was like when the last time I called. Do you have records of my previous call?
Yeah, I've been checking here. You called in on, that was on 31st of January.
So
that's your last call.
Yeah, I made calls across 2 or 3 days. The first initial call was to complain about the problem and schedule a technician. And that only took an hour. But once the problem resolved itself, I tried to cancel the technician. And I made I'm not sure if I made 2 or 3 or I forget how many calls, but I was on the phone for hours.
Yes, sir.
And I escalated it to like the guy's boss because he was having trouble. The technician couldn't help me, so I escalated it to his boss, and he was having trouble too. Tried to validate.
To cancel. Yeah, because it's already been canceled. So regarding with the ticket, I also open here, check here on my end. And upon checking here, since the ticket has been canceled, that there is no any technician notes or technician details about the repair on February 1st. And that was on 1st of February.
So
what it's showing up is canceled. But no worries, Bob. I am going to run a line test on my end, okay?
You go ahead and do that right now, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to run a line test for me to check if there's a line wiring problem and if we need to send a technician. And I am going to run a line test now, and then I am going to do a test call as well. So may I confirm, did you plug it back again?
The phone is
phone
actually...
Cord on the wall jack.
Hang on a second. Let me just check to see if the phone's plugged in. I'm pretty sure it is, but let me check.
Sure. Just take your time.
Okay. Yeah, I got my normal phone plugged in, so go ahead and do a test call.
Okay, Bob, thank you. Bob, I am going to place the call on hold for 1 to 2 minutes. I am going to run a line test, and then I am going to do a test call. Once you receive or once you hear any ring from the phone, you can answer the phone, okay? Thank you.
I'll do that, but if you're going to be more than 2 or 3 minutes, please check back with me, okay?
Oh, yeah, sure. I am going to dial the number now, okay? Please hold on.
Okay. Yeah. Hello.
Hi, thank you very much for patiently waiting on the line. Okay, Bob, yeah, I already dialed the number and I only hear a fast busy tone. So you didn't hear any ring on the phone, correct?
Yeah, and a fast busy tone is not what you're supposed to hear, right?
Yes, correct. So means I am going to run a line test now.
Oh, before you do that, is there any other complaints in my area right now? Because I believe probably before somebody else complained and you know, along with me, and it was a system-wide problem, I'm guessing.
Okay, regarding with that, we did that, since there's no outage, it's not an outage on the area, and you are in Idaho, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and right now, I didn't receive any call yet from Idaho, and upon checking here, there's no outage in the location, so it's not an outage in the area. But I am going to run a line test here, okay, Bob?
Sure.
Allow me 1 to 2 minutes so I can run the test. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Stay on the line. I'll be back to you, Bob, okay?
Thank you. Okay, so you found that did the line test fail?
Yes, correct. Then our technician need to check physically the line wiring, okay?
Okay, so here's the deal. Do you understand that my internet is working just fine?
Yes, correct. You are right. The internet is
okay, so it has nothing to do with the line.
Yeah, that's why they have to come and to check our pedestal, the box, the phone box as well. That's why we are going to create an appointment for you.
Are you talking about the phone box bolted to my house?
Regarding with that, they are going to check on that.
That's not the problem either.
That's why, since we check it on the line, that there is an impairment in the line.
The
so
problem
regarding with.
The problem is outside of my property. Okay, the problem is at the machine. The problem is at the stinger box or whatever they call it, and it is not able to give me like telephone service. It gives me internet service, but not telephone service.
Yeah.
The problem is not at my box. So sending a technician to look at my box would be, don't you think if the internet is working fine, don't you think the box is fine? My box is fine?
Yeah, regarding with that, since we are not the technicians, that's why they need to check physically what really happened. That's why we are going to create an appointment for you. Because we run out the necessary troubleshooting on our end, and your phone is still not working.
Okay, here is the problem I have. Here is the problem I have with the appointment. One time before, when I was like setting the appointment, it said something like, oh, if he shows up and everything is okay, then I will be charged $95.
Okay, yes, that's correct. So we would like to inform you that, yes, before we can create the appointment, is we need someone 18 as well or older home. And before we can continue the appointment, we need to know if is there any safety related concern that we need to note or to discuss with the technician.
There is none. I give full access to my phone, and they have full access.
So is there any access issue that I need to note, like name code, or do you have any pet like dog?
No.
Okay. And Bob, could you please confirm your physical address?
1628 Trail Creek Way, Eagle, Idaho, 83616.
That is acknowledged. And yes, Bob, if our technician is dispatched and no trouble is found in our facilities, you must be available to allow access to the wiring and equipment on your premise or be available to meet with the technician. Because if you deny access or an adult is not available on premise, a charge of $90 will apply. So if we didn't allow them to check the line wiring inside, and if you are not there once they dispatch, they will charge $99, and the inside wire protection would not cover the cost of this trouble isolation. So that means if the trouble is determined to be on our side of network interface device, no charges would apply. However, if the trouble is isolated to your side, a charge of $99 will apply. But as you mentioned, Bob, the internet is working, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so means there's no problem inside because the internet is working good. There's no intermittent internet connection.
So they don't need to go to my property at all.
It's case-to-case basis only, Robert, okay, because that's why we are going to send the technician is to check the line wiring outside. They only need to check the inside if they cannot find any problem outside.
If I'm getting internet, it means my lines are okay, right?
It depends. That's why if there's an impairment in the line, you can get also an internet.
I don't understand. What possible situation would there be where the internet works and the phone doesn't work and the problem is in my line?
Yeah, because if it's impairment in line, it's not normally that happens, that there's no totally service. And right now, you don't have phone. But may I know first about, before I forgot to ask you.
You're cutting out. Hello?
May I confirm? Hello, can you hear me?
Well, you were cutting out.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, but may I confirm or may I ask, is that a wired phone or is that a cordless phone?
Both. When I tested it, I tested it with a cordless, normal is cordless, but then I also unplugged all phones from the modem and then just plugged in a corded phone and it failed too.
Okay, so that's good. And may I know if the phone cord, is that directly plugged into the modem, or do you have a splitter, or do you have a filter?
Nope, no filter.
Okay, so no filter, but before your phone is working, is that right?
Yes, it was working. And it'll probably, My guess is in a few hours it'll just start working again by itself.
Oh, okay. And I would like to inform you that we need also to use a splitter or a filter because we have a separate service, right? We have phone.
Well, my phone's working right now. Or at least, no, it was working yesterday. It's been working for the last year or so without, hang on a second. Let me check. I might actually have a filter. Let me check. Yes, I do have a filter.
Is that, do you use that filter or that filter or not yet? It's not connected yet.
It is, it has been connected for the last year or so. Yes.
You already have a filter.
Yes.
Because that's why I'm asking you. Because normally, if we have internet and if we have service, we must use a splitter because this one is still, we know the use of splitter, right? So split the signal for the internet and for your landline phone. But if you already have that, so means you already have a splitter and we are good. That's why, so there's no problem with that. But if you would like Robert, Yasmin, or Bob, yeah, we can send.
Okay, hang on a second. Hang on a second. What I'm going to go ahead and do right now, I'm going to just double check, and I'm just going to have the line coming, the line that's coming into the house, I'm going to have it plugged directly into a landline. And that should work if things are working right, right?
Yes, you can try, Bob.
Okay, and that's on a different line, so it's okay. We'll mess up our conversation because... I believe our conversation is, hang on. Yeah, our conversation's going through a different network. Hang on a second.
Okay, sure.
Okay, yeah, I checked. I had a line that was going from the outside box, and it was connected only to a landline phone, and I had the same results, just kind of a few clicky noises, but no dial tone.
There's a noise. Yeah, so yeah, we still, yeah, that's why, Bob, I highly suggest, since it's also recommended on our end.
Also, yeah, the biggest problem I have right now, if you go look at my last phone call, which took over an hour, it was because there was no way to cancel.
Cancel.
Yeah, because I got a text message, and you know, so after that, before a month ago or whenever January, when the phone was down, when it came back up and started working again, there was a text message that says, if everything's fine, reply with fixed. And then the text message said, okay, I received your message. But then I went to the website and the appointment was still not canceled. And then on the website, I click cancel and it says, you successfully canceled your appointment. And then an hour later, when I went back to the website, it still said the appointment was there. So both the text system and the web page system, neither of those could cancel the appointment. And then when I called in, the technician was not able, he said that it was canceled, but he was not able to send me a verification email. He said his email system was broke. So I escalated to his boss, and his boss said, oh, I can't verify to you because my email system is not working. So I can't verify to you that the appointment was canceled. I can only say it was, but cannot verify to you. And I said, so there's no way to verify at all. And he says, no, tough luck.
Oh, okay. So basically,
if the system starts working again, I have no way of canceling it because your cancellation system is broken. There's no way for me to cancel the appointment, whether it's through the texting, whether it's through a web page, or whether it's through a human. There's just no way to cancel it. So the canceling system. Go ahead.
Bobby, I'm sorry. That was happened January 31st, correct?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I see it. It's 31st. But now our system is working good because we can make a cancellation on our end. And also we can send you the link for you to reschedule or to cancel the appointment.
So what I wanted to do in this phone call is report the outage, but I do not want to schedule an appointment because I expect the same thing will happen again. And if it's still out tomorrow, I will call in and make an appointment. But
sure.
The problem is your system is so screwed up that I cannot make an appointment right now because your system is broke. Your system your system doesn't allow me to cancel appointments, so I don't want to make an appointment. Do you understand?
Yeah, I totally understand. But if we are not going to create a ticket, there will be no technician that will check on the location or,
Do you understand why I don't want to create a ticket? Hello? Hello? Are you still there? Okay, I'm going to keep this call going. It's the timer says 31:50. When it says 33, I'm going to go ahead and hang up. Okay, I'm going to hang up the call.
then stop the recorder.